好，弟兄姊妹，大家早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们又可以一同聚在主的跟前来敬拜他。
We thank the Lord that we can gather before Him to worship Him.
我想开头的时候，我们还是以一个简短的祷告。
I'd still like to begin with a word of prayer.
求主安静我们的心。
May the Lord help us to calm our hearts down.
敞开我们的灵。
That He would open up our spirits.
也使我们的耳朵是开通的。
That our ears may be opened.
能够听见主的声音。
That we can hear His voice.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are truly full of thanksgiving.
谢谢你一次一次的把我们聚在你自己的跟前。
We thank you that every week you gather us before you.
你是群羊的大牧人。
You are the good shepherd.
你知道怎样喂养你自己的羊。
And you know how to feed and care for your flock.
你知道怎样引导你的羊。
You know how to lead your flock.
你也知道如何保护你自己的羊。
And you know how to protect your flock.
主啊，在今天这个非常的时代里。
Lord, in these, critical times.
我们感谢你的恩典。
We thank you for your grace.
主啊，让我们真是听见你自己的声音。
May we hear your voice.
我们里面能够明白你的心意。
That we would know your heart's desire.
当四周的环境在变动的时候。
Although the world is changing.
让我们的眼定在你那个不能震动的国。
May our eyes be fixed on the kingdom that cannot be shaken.
因为我们是得着你自己的应许和祝福的人。
Because we are ones who have received your promises and your promises.
因为你一定要引我们进入你的国度。
And you will indeed lead us into your kingdom.
所以地上还有一点点的时间。
So we have a short time left in this world.
让我们真是能够警醒，能够预备。
May we be on alert and be ready.
好叫你的国度降临的时候。
So that when your kingdom comes.
我们欢欢喜喜的来迎接你。
We can enter in with gladness and joy.
因为早晨你用你厚厚的膏油涂抹这个聚会。
May you abundantly anoint this meeting.
愿说话的、翻译的、听话的都在你的恩典中。
We pray for the speaking, the interpreting, and the hearing of your word that we could all be under your grace.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
May you hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name. Amen.
Amen. 我们已经和弟兄姊妹们多次的讲过。
We've already mentioned with brothers and sisters many times.
摩西知道神的法则。
Moses was one who knew the ways of God.
我们说过这个法则呢，就是神工作的方法，神工作的方风格。
And we've mentioned before that the ways, this speaks of God's methods and His style of doing things.
因为摩西认识神的法则。
Because Moses was one who knew God's ways.
所以他在旧约时代中能做神的好仆人。
So in the Old Testament, he could be used as, he was deemed God's good servant.
大卫呢，不仅认识神的法则。
David not only knew God's ways,
他也遵行神的法则。
But he respected God's ways.
他那样的认识神。
And he knew God in such a way.
也知道神做工的一个风格。
And he knewGod's ways of doing things.
所以大卫在旧约时代中间。
So David in the Old Testament.
是一个最多能预表基督的人。
He was one who could manifest Christ the most.
因为他行事作风都跟神一样。
Because the ways in which he did things was similar to in the way that God does things.
虽然他有他的软弱和失败。
Of course he has his own weaknesses and his failures.
但是在旧约时代中间。
But in the Old Testament.
大卫仍旧是一个最能够代表基督的人。
He was one who could best, manifest the image of Christ.
所以我们说到今天呢，我们需要认识我们的神。
So I say again that today we need to know our God.
我们要知道神 工作的法则。
We need to know the way in which he does things.
知道他的作风是怎样的。
To know how he does things.
这个对我们今天来讲非常的重要。
And this is very important to us today.
让我们可以效法我们的主。
That we could, imitate Christ.
这样我们也可以做一个神的好仆人。
And then we can also be a good servant.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要继续的和弟兄姊妹来讲到这个神的法则，神做事的风格。
So I'd like to continue to speak on God's ways and His methods.
我们过去呢已经讲过了五组。
And in the past there were five categories.
一共有十五个点。
And there were 15 points that we mentioned.
那么今天早晨我们要讲第六组。
And this morning there is a sixth category.
我们要讲到另外三个特点。
And there are three, specific aspects as well.
这三个特点就是安息。
And these three aspects are, the first one is, rest.
和平。
Second one is peace.
然后第三个点是平衡。
And the third one is balance.
那么这也是我们神做工的时候他所展现出来的表现出来的他的一种风格他所喜悦的。
These are three aspects of God's work that are manifested.
那我在这里先提一下啊。
And I'd like to remind everyone.
这个安息跟这个和平呢好像是一件事情的两面。
That rest and peace seem like they are very similar.
这个安息呢是指的里面的。
And rest speaks to the inward condition.
这个和平呢是指的外面的。
And peace reflects the outward situation.
当然我们有安息我们才可能有和平。
So when we have rest within, then we will have peace without.
那么让我们先来交通这个安息。
So first I'd like to speak on rest.
我想弟兄姊妹熟悉圣经的人都知道这个安息圣经中的大题目。
And for those who study God's word know that rest is a really big topic in the Bible.
这也是我们重要的经历。
And for us, it's a very important experience.
今天早晨呢我们就是把它综合的那么做一点的交通。
And this morning I'd like to just focus it and summarize it a little bit.
那么我们请弟兄姊妹先和我一起读一些圣经。
So please turn with me in the Bible.
我们先看马太福音。
First, please turn with me to Matthew.
马太福音十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
28和29节。
Matthew 11, verses 28
and 29. 凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
第十节和十一节
Verses 10 and 11
因为那进入安息的乃是歇了自己的功正如神歇了他的功一样所以我们务必竭力进入那安息免得有人学那不信从的样子跌倒了
For the one who has entered his rest has himself also rested from his works as God did from his.Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall through following the same example of disobedience.
你可以看见安息这个字原文就是休息。
And you can see that, rest means to, relax.
就说明呢我们里面的光景啊是非常的非常的平静的。
So in our inward condition,There is a certain calm.
那么呢我们也可以说呢当你一个人在安息的状态中的时候
So you can say that if someone is resting,
就是他做事情的他就很有把握。
It means that that person has a lot of confidence.
啊，那么呢，他也是非常冷静的。
And there's just he's very calm and collected.
因为一个里面安息的人，他不会冲动的。
Because one who is at rest will not be fazed by things.
所以这个安息呢？在圣经里面启示我们，让我们看见这是神做工时候的一个特性，一个特性。
So we can see that rest is a very unique aspect of God's work, in God's work.
你看见神在外面做很多的工。
You see that outwardly God is doing a lot of work.
但是在神的内心的深处呢，是一片的平静。
But within God's being, there is a rest and a certain calm.
我们看见我们举例来说，比方说神创世纪第一第二章创造天地的时候。
For example, in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, when it speaks of God creating the world.
我们知道那个地呢已经被仇敌破坏。
We know that the earth has been destroyed by Satan already.
它已经变成空虚混沌渊灭黑暗。
There's darkness and a void.
但是我们看见呢，神在恢复的这个天地的时候，
But as God was creating and restoring the heavens and the earth,
神一步一步的非常有次序，
that step by step he had his own order in which he did things.
并且我们能看见神在创造这个天地的时候呢，好像它的里面是很平静的。
So if you read carefully, it seems as if when God was creating the heavens and the earth,
所以六天创造完了，
he was very at rest in his heart.
然后第七天他就安息。
On the sixth day he completed the work, and on the seventh day he rested.
其实呢，我们可以能够感觉得到。
In actuality, we can sense.
神在工作的整个过程的中间，它里面是有安息。
In this whole process of creation, there was rest within him.
而最终工作的结果也是安息。
And the result of that creation was, of the work was also rest.
所以在教会历史上，
So in church history,
有弟兄姊妹们他们能领会到这种的特性。
And some brothers and sisters have gained this aspect.
他们有一句非常好的话。
And there's this very good phrase.
所以每个基督徒都可以经历。
That every Christian can experience.
就是你要学会手忙心不要忙。
Is to, you can be outwardly very busy, but within you have to be at rest.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常重要的学习。
This is a very important lesson.
因为我们很多时候做事，一外面忙，里面也跟着乱。
Sometimes in our lives, outwardly we're very busy, but inside there's a lot of,were fazed by the situation and influenced by the situation. But if you understand the meaning of God's rest, it could be very chaotic and very busy on the outside, but within there is rest. And this is what God wants to give to man.
他不仅他自己工作的时候是这样子，他在我们里面也要把这个给我们。
Not only is this in which the way he does things, he also wants to give us that rest.
所以我们有一首诗歌唱得很好，就是虽工作亦安息。
So there is a hymn that speaks of doing work but being at rest.
神愿意把这个安息赐给人。
And God desires to give his rest to his people.
在旧约时代中间，
In the Old Testament,
最明显的神就是赐给以色列百姓有安息日。
The most clear example is the fact that God has given the nation of Israel the Sabbath.
甚至给他们安息年。
And even a sabbatical year.
那我们看见哈，犹太人懂得这个意思吗？
Did the nation of Israel truly understand this?
他懂得的意思但做不到。
They understood the idea of it, but they couldn't achieve it.
所以犹太人呢，一直的破坏神的安息。
So the nation of the Israelites were always destroying God's rest.
啊，我想这个故事我不需要再去 说明因为没有时间。
We don't have time to go into these stories in detail.
因为我们知道神怜恤我们。
But God has mercy on us.
神知道亚当夏娃堕落，人离开了神。
He knew that when Adam and Eve sinned, they were separated and departed from God.
这个地呢，受到咒诅。
And the earth was cursed.
所以我们人的生活必须汗流满面才能够糊口。
So for man, we had to till and work the land with sweat.
所以神把安息日给人。
So then God gave man the Sabbath.
感谢主啊，现在全世界都是每个礼拜至少有一天，对不对？是休息。
And thank God that even in this world till today, at least there's one day of rest in our work week.
啊，所以神愿意我们人进入这个他的安息。
So God wants us to enter into His rest.
所以在旧约时代中
，So in the Old Testament time,
祭司是侍奉神的人。
The priests were ones who served God.
他们有个很大的责任。
And they had an important responsibility.
他们侍奉神自己要安息。
And for them, in order for them to serve, they have to be at rest themselves.
也要把整个神的百姓带到安息的里面。
And they had to lead all of God's people into His rest.
弟兄姊妹们，今天在地上教会的侍奉也是同样的原则。
Brothers and sisters, our service in the world today follows these same principles.
但是我们能够真的安息吗？
But do we truly have rest?
所以圣经让我们看见这个安息不是个日子的问题了。
And so the Bible shows us that the rest is not based just on a day.
所以犹太人在安息日他也不安息。
Because even the nation of Israel on the Sabbath day, the day of rest, they still cannot rest.
并且他们在安息日遵守安息的规矩啊，遵守的很辛苦啊，
and
一点都不安息。
And for them to follow the protocols of resting, it caused more stress on them that they couldn't rest.
所以到了新约时代中，我们就明白了。
So in the New Testament time, now we understand.
这个安息是主带来的。
This rest is given by God Himself.
我们要住在基督里，我们就安息。
We have to learn to live and abide in Christ, then we can have rest.
所以主耶稣在马可福音第二章里面讲到。
So it says in Mark chapter 2,
人子是安息日的主。
That the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath.
你要得着了主耶稣基督，你才是有真正的安息。
That if you gain the Lord Jesus Himself, then you will have true rest.
给你一个日子，你也很难安息。
And even if you designate a day of rest, you still can't rest.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在我们要明白。
So brothers and sisters, you have to recognize.
我们基督徒的安息是在基督里。
The Christian's rest is only resting in Christ.
啊，所以这里有两件事情啊，我们需要。在主面前明白。
So here are two things that we have to understand.
我们如何能够得住这个安息？
How can we gain this rest?
那第一个是信心的问题，相信他。
The first one is the aspect of faith, to believe in him.
相信什么呢？
What do we believe in?
相信神是全能的，是全知的。
We believe in the fact that he is the Almighty God and he is the All-Knowing God.
所以如果今天呢，我们在生活中啊，我们知道神一切事都明白。
So in our lives, we have to believe that God knows every detail of our lives.
并且他也有能力帮助我们。
And he has the power to help us.
弟兄姊妹，你里面就安息了。
Then brothers and sisters, you will have rest within.
啊，这是一个很重要的一个信心。
This is a very important faith.
人可以不知道，但是主完全知道。
Man, we don't know, but God knows all.
并且他还能做。
And not only that, he's able to help us.
所以你需要相信。
So we need to believe in him.
那么呢，今天实际的经历呢，是我们从主耶稣基督领受这个福分。
So the reality of this experience comes from Christ himself.
要住在基督里面。
We have to live and abide in Christ.
所以我们知道主耶稣钉十字架。
So we know that when the Lord Jesus was nailed to the cross,
致死人的肉体。
He put to death the flesh of man.
就是为了把我们引入那个安息。 安息。
For the purpose of bringing us into rest.
所以希伯来书作者告诉我们要竭力进入那安息。
So the author of Hebrews tells us that we need to be diligent in gaining that rest.
那安息是如何进入的呢？
That rest is worthy of entering into.
乃是因为我们天然的生命肉体经过基督的死，十字架的死。
But it's our natural flesh entering, going through the death of Christ.
我们知道十字架上的死是一个奥秘。
We know that the death on the cross is a mystery.
这也是我们基督徒生活的秘诀。
And it's also a secret in our Christian life.
这个死是一个很特别的一个字。
This death is a really unique, a special thing.
我们都晓得今天人活在世上是不安息，死了就安息。
You know that in the world, you're never at rest until you have died.
你看，死人是最安息的。
A dead person is at complete rest.
你骂他，他也不会反应。
If you insult him, he will have no reaction.
你打他也没有用。
If you hit him, it's useless.
他完全没有反应。
There is completely no reaction.
所以今天我们肉身的死，弟兄姊妹们，也是进入安息。
So today our the dying of our flesh allows us to enter into that rest.
所以为什么圣徒啊过世时我们就来个安息聚会呢？
So why is it that when someone dies, we have a memorial service in the Chinese? I guess it's a remembrance of rest.
所以你看见那个人过世时躺在那里，真是非常安息。
So you see that a dead person lying in the coffin, they are truly at rest.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们不仅是肉身的死是一个安息，今天呢，我们活在地上，如果天天经历基督的死，你也享受这个安息。
So not only does our flesh need to be put to death, but daily in our lives, if we live in the death of Christ, we will have that rest.
所以十字架死的经历是带要引我们进入安息的。
So the experience of death on a cross brings us into that rest.
让我们能向自己死，向神活着。
So that we can be dead to ourselves, but alive in Christ.
所以保罗在哥林多后书告诉我们。
So Paul says in 2 Corinthians,
他说我身上常常带着耶稣基督的印记，带着耶稣的死。
He says that I often carry the dying body of Jesus within me.
那弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
你我的生活中有没有把这个死常常带着呢？
Are we carrying this death with us daily?
那意思说呢，你碰见任何事都可以用的。
It means that no matter what circumstance, we can use that death.
所以刺激一来了，环境一变动了，难处一来了。
When we are stimulated or aggravated or the situation causes us stress.
我们身上带着耶稣的死。
But in our bodies, we carry the death of Christ.
我们就自然在里面能享受神的安息。
Then naturally within, we can experience the rest of Christ.
那么让我们能向着神活着。
And we can live towards God, live to Christ.
向自己死，向神活。
Die to ourselves and live to God.
这是基督的死所带来的一个莫大的福气。
This is the blessings that come with the death of Christ.
所以我们神的做工的一个特性就是安息。
So one of the unique aspects of God's work is to bring us rest.
我再提一个比较实际的一个经历。
And I'll bring up a more practical experience.
希望我们弟兄姊妹都能记。
And I hope that everyone can remember.
当你不安息的时候。
When you are not at rest.
因为什么呢？你把事情抓在自己的手里。
It's because you're holding the situation in your own hands.
你什么时候能进入安息呢？
When can you enter into rest?
你看见事情握在神的手中。
Is that when you are able to see that the situation is in God's hands?
所以这个呢，作为我们生活中很容易的一个检验啊。
And so this is a very easy test in our lives.
所以弟兄姊妹们。我们神做工的风格啊
，So the ways of God，
特性就是一个安息
，And one of the unique aspects is rest。
那么我们来看第二个点啊
，The second point
就是和平
is peace。
那我也请弟兄姊妹先和我读一些经文
，And I'd like to reference a couple of Bible verses。
我们先看 约翰福音第十四章。
Please turn with me to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
然后罗马书第五章第一节。
And Romans chapter 5 verse 1.
我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
Therefore having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你看英文很清楚 peace with God. 所以这个相合呢就是与神之间有和平。
And the English translation is really good with the phrase that says peace, having peace with God.
我们再读以弗所书第二章。
Then let's read Ephesians chapter 2.
我们读十四节和十五节。
Verses 14 and 15.
因他使我们和睦，啊，这个和睦就是 peace，啊，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，我要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦。这里的和睦也就是那个和平。
For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one, and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall by abolishing his flesh the enmity, which is the law of the commandments contained in ordinances, that in himself he might make the two into one new man,thus establishing peace.
Okay. 这个和平啊,
this peace,
它里面有的意思也是和谐, harmony.
It means to have, it also means to have harmony.
它是平安的意思。
It means to be peaceful, to have peace.
那么简单的来说就是没有难处，生活中跟别人都没有难处。
Simply speaking, there are no difficulties. You have no conflict with people.
所以我们刚才讲过，如果你里面享受神的安息，
So we mentioned earlier that inside if you have rest,
你外面呢就可以跟任何的人事物呢保持和平。
Then outwardly you can have peace with anyone and anything.
就没有矛盾。
There's no conflict.
啊，没有冲突啊，没有矛盾。
There's nothing that you oppose against.
Okay. 那么感谢我们的神啊。
But we thank our God.
他告诉我们，你只有有这个和平。
Only when you have this peace.
你才能跟神和好。
Can you have peace with God?
Reconciliation.With God,
you have reconciliation with God.
那么你可以，这可以跟所有周遭的事物和好。
And you can be at peace with everything.
罗马书告诉我们，我们跟神之间这个和平是怎样来的呢？
And Romans tells us what the where we get this peace from.
是借着主耶稣基督的救恩。
But it's through the salvation of the Lord Jesus. Because his salvation places us in the position of righteousness. And I mention to brothers and sisters often. The Bible, what the Bible tells us is that what God wants is the righteous man. He doesn't want a good man.And in our eyes, we see, oh, this person's good, that person's good, but a good person doesn't mean they are righteous. We view the people of the world as good and bad. And God views man as either righteous or unrighteous.And an unrighteous person is an evil person. But thank God that through his salvation, we are in the position of righteousness.
所以因此呢，我们就跟神之间就有了这个和好。
And that is how we are able to be reconciled to him and have peace.
所以我们要记得不义的事情是不能跟神和好的。
And so we have to know that acts of unrighteousness will never allow us to have peace with him.
感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
他不仅因他的儿子叫我们跟他和好。
Not only has he given us his son to allow us to be reconciled back to him.
神也希望我们在生活中跟所有的人跟所有的事物都能保持这个和好。
But God also desires that we have peace with everyone in the world and everything in the world.
所以你看主耶稣离开世界之前。
So before the Lord departed from this world.
那么主对门徒们说。
He said to his disciples.
我把我的平安赐给你们。
He said, my peace I give to you.
感谢主。
Thank God.
基督的平安是任何事物都不能动摇的。
The peace of Christ cannot be shaken by anything.
约翰福音也告诉我们，这个世界有苦难，但是我们在它里面有平安。
And the Gospel of John tells us that in the world there will be difficulties and tribulations, but his peace, has been given to us.
这个平安呢，弟兄姊妹们非常的重要。
And this peace is extremely important.
当我们能够活在基督的平安里面的时候呢
？And as we live in the peace of Christ,
在我们的生活中，我们就能跟众人之间呢，能够都相合。
Then we can have harmony with anyone in this world.
所以在以弗所书第二章告诉我们
，So in Ephesians chapter 2, it tells us
我们。在基督身体的生活里面
，that in the body life of，
我们需要合一。
In the body life， church life， we need to have unity。
我们知道这个合一啊，这个 oneness， 这个是非常不容易的。
And to achieve this unity or oneness is very difficult。
今天在教会侍奉上。最困难的就是这个合一。
The most difficult thing in church today is unity.
那么以弗所书第二章告诉我们，你怎么能达到这个合一呢
？Ephesians chapter 2 tells us how we can achieve unity.
原来是在主的救恩里面，他借着身体废掉了冤仇。借着主耶稣的身体，他的 body 啊。
And
他把仇恨除掉了。
So through the body of Christ, he has diffused the
hatred.
啊，
弟兄姊妹们，当我们能够在主的这一个和平和谐的里面，
that if we can live in this
peace
in Christ,
所有弟兄姊妹都没有难处。
Then we won't have any issues with any brother or sister.
教会自然就是一个合一的。
Then naturally the church will be in unity.
这样自然有一个身体的见证会出现。
Then what will be manifested is the testimony of one body.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们需要靠着主耶稣基督能够活出这样的一个和平。
We need to rely on the life of Christ to allow us to have this unity.
这个不仅是关乎到我们与人之间的这个关系的。
And not only does this apply to our human-to-human interaction,
关系到教会的生活,
it pertains to the life in the church,
也关系到主的见证,
and it also pertains to the Lord's testimony.
所以我们希望呢，因着神的恩典在我们身上。
As the Lord's grace is upon us,
你不仅跟神之间呢能保持一个和谐的生活。
Not only will you have peace with God,
我们也跟所有的弟兄姊妹之间都保持这个和谐的生活。
You will have peace with every brother and sister.
我们知道今天这个世界啊，要和平却是最难和平。
In this world, it is so hard to have peace.
那个你看看每个国家都在努力想要跟人家跟这个和平跟这个和平到最后呢不仅没有和平到处都是战争。
Look at all the nations in the world. Everyone is trying to negotiate peace, but only wars are stirred up.
所以这个世界不可能给人和平的。
So this world cannot give man peace.
所以圣经告诉我们，只有主耶稣能把和平带给我们。
So the Bible tells us that only Jesus can give us peace.
啊，所以呢，今天呢，我们要有美好的教会生活。
So today we need to have a good church life.
我常常提醒我们基督徒啊。因为在我们里面是没有什么敌人的，没有任何弟兄姊妹是我们的敌人。
I often tell brothers and sisters that in the church that we are not enemies to each other.
但是呢，我们需要怎么样活在基督里
？But we have to live and abide in Christ.
只有基督的和平能把我们联合在一起。
Only the peace of Christ can give us that unity.
让我们能够有一个身体合一的见证。
So that we can have a body united as one be our testimony.
这是神的家最美丽的见证。
This is the most beautiful testimony in the house of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要感谢神。
So brothers and sisters, we need to thank God.
本来我们与神是为敌的。
At one time we were enemies and apart from God.
神使我们与他和好。
But it was God who desired for us to be reconciled to Him.
所以今天侍奉上也是一样。
So in service, it is the same.
我们要使所有弟兄姊妹跟我们都是和平的。
We need to be at peace with every brother and sister.
所以我们需要活在基督。
So we need to live in and abide in Christ.
有很多时候弟兄姊妹家庭里面产生难处了。
A lot of families have, individual families have difficulties within.
我们都知道你用人的方法去弄没有用的。
We all know that if you use the methods of man, it's useless.
只有容许基督把这个平安带进来了。
Only when you allow the peace of Christ to enter in.
这样你的难处才能够过去。
Then your difficulties will be resolved.
所以弟兄姊妹们和平这也是神工作里面神所喜悦的事情。
So brothers and sisters, peace is also an important attribute of God's work.
所以将来我们到主那里去。
So one day when we go to the Lord,
我们看见神的国度是一个完全和平的国度。
We see His kingdom as a kingdom with complete peace in it.
人与人之间再也没有任何的仇恨。
And there will no longer be any hate between individuals.
教会在基督的爱里面真正的彼此相爱。
And the love of Christ within the church allows us to have that true brotherly love.
但是今天我们在地上的生活侍奉要学习活在基督里。
But today in this world, in the church, we need to learn the lessons of living in Christ.
让基督的平安保守他的教会。
And allow the peace of Christ to protect His church.
弟兄姊妹，看见在旧约时代中
，Brothers and sisters, you see in the Old Testament,
当圣殿要建造的时候
，When the temple was being constructed,
神没有让大卫建造。
God did not allow David to construct the temple.
因为大卫征战太多，流人血太多。
Because David was a warrior and shed too much blood.
所以神就让他的儿子所罗门来建造。
So God allowed David's son Solomon to build his temple.
所罗门被称作是平安的王。
And Solomon has been named the peaceful king.
所以呢，圣殿是建造在平安的根基上的。
So the temple is built upon the principles of peace.
我们知道能用大石头建的圣殿。
And they were large stones that were used to erect the temple.
但在建造的过程中听不见铁器的声音。
But through the construction of the temple, you could never hear the noise of construction.
所以那一个图画告诉我们。
So that image tells us,
今天神的家，神的教会，
today God's house, God's church,
也只有在这样的平安中间，它才会增长，才会建造。
Only with this kind of peace can it be established and built up.
你看在使徒行传里面就讲到了。
In Acts, it tells us,
那里讲到教会因为有了平安，所以人数就增长。
That because there was peace in the church, did the numbers increase?
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
愿主保守我们今天在地上能活在基督的平安里。
May the Lord protect us and allow us to live in the peace of Christ.
好，我最喜欢这个 Evan Roberts弟兄他所说的话。
I really like this phrase that Evan Roberts said.
我想我也曾经跟弟兄姊妹们多次的讲过。
And I've mentioned this to brothers and sisters many times.
他有三句话。
He has three phrases
讲到我们基督徒的生活。
That depicts a Christian's life.
第一个, 与神之间是和谐的。
The first one is to be at peace with God.
Peace with God. 这是他第一个点讲的。
His first point is to have peace with God.
然后第二件事情他讲, 我们要跟任何人都和谐。
And the second one is that we have to be at peace with everyone.
这很重要。
This is very important.
Peace with everybody. 那么所以弟兄姊妹们记得, 任何人,
so we have to remember anyone, everyone, we have to preserve peace with.
那么他还有第三个点,
and he has a third point.
他说是说与一切的事物都和谐。
And also to have peace with everything.
Yeah, peace with everything. 所以这个英文很好记得, peace with God, peace with everybody, peace with everything.
In English, it's a little bit easier to remember.
所以我们的弟兄在地上生活的时候, 他就是这样追求。
So when our brother was living in this world, this was the pursuit of his life.
但愿主也使我们今天呢, 有这样的一个心智。
And today, may we also have the same heart's desire.
我们要做神眼中看为喜悦的事。
We have to do the things that will produce joy.
我们的神真是安息的神，也是平安的神。
Our God is a God of peace and harmony.
所以这个呢，是我们今天呢，弟兄姊妹不仅知道的，我们也需要遵行。
But today, this is something that we need to not only know, but something that we really pursue after.
然后我们来看第三个点。Let's
consider the third point.
平衡
is to be balanced.
那我们请弟兄姊妹和我一起再读一些圣经。And
please turn with me to more Bible references.
我们先看哈诗篇89篇。Please
turn with me to Psalm 89.
诗篇89篇。
Psalm 89.
第14节。
Psalm 89, verse 14.
公义和公平是你宝座的根基，慈爱和诚实行在你面前。Righteousness
and justice are the foundation of thy throne. Loving kindness and truth go before thee.
然后我们看罗马书,
then let's look at Romans.
第二章,
Romans chapter 2.
第十一节。
Romans chapter 2, verse 11.
因为神不偏待人。
There is no partiality with God.
我们再看提摩太前书第五章。
First Timothy 5,
21节。
21.
我在神和基督耶稣并蒙拣选的天使面前嘱咐你，要遵守这些话，不可存成见，行事也不可有偏心。I
solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus and of his chosen angels to maintain these principles without bias, doing nothing in a spirit of partiality.
我们知道这个平衡的意思里面啊，包括了这些。
And we know that within peace, it contains these principles.
第一个就是他很均衡,
the first thing is that he has, the God is a God of equity.
Equity. 那么这个平衡呢, 是建造在公平和公正的这个根基上面。
And this equity is established upon justice.
我们知道, 有了这个平衡，才有真正的稳固、真正可靠的一种生活。
To have balance, you have to rely on this has to be something that is foundational in our lives.
所以呢，你看这个诗篇里面，主的话里面告诉我们啊。
And we see in the Word of God，
我们的神从来不偏待人。
That God is never is partial。
意思他不是偏袒的。
He doesn't favor.
我们知道神是爱神爱他所有的儿女。
He shows no favoritism because he loves everyone equally.
请我们记得神从来不偏心的。
Please remember that God is not partial.
神给他所有儿女的恩典都是一样的。
The grace that he gives to everyone is equal.
所以我常常讲，神赐给保罗里面的生命跟赐给我们里面生命是一样的。
And I mention all the time that the life of Christ given to Paul is the same life of Christ that he's given to every one of us.
在约翰在彼得里面也都是一样的。
The same with Peter and John.
神的恩典神的爱是普及的普遍。
That God's love and his grace is equal to all.
所以我们知道神做事情是非常非常的平衡的。
So we have to know that whenever God does things, he does things in equity.
我们知道这个平衡呢是非常重要的一个东西。
And to be well balanced is a very important thing.
特别我们看见你今天如果要弄一个建筑弄建一个房子的时候。
For example, if you are to erect a building today.
啊那么这个建筑如果要稳固的话。
And if you want this building to be stable.
它里面一定是每样东西都是平衡的。
That every...aspect of the building has to be well balanced.
这是在建筑上面的一个必须要有的一个要求，对吧？
And this is one of the most basic requirements in architecture.
教会是神的家。
The church is the house of God.
所以呢，必须要建造在平衡的这个根基上。
So it has to be built upon equity and balance principles.
我们的神，他做事就是平衡的。
So when our God does things, he does it.With equity.
感谢主。
We thank God.
在诗篇九十九篇那里啊。
Psalm 99.
第四节那里有这么一句话。
Psalm 99 verse 4.
我们稍微的读一下九十九篇。
Psalm 99 verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
王有能力喜爱公平坚立公正在雅各中施行公平和公义。
And the strength of the king loves justice. Thou hast established equity. Thou hast executed justice and righteousness in Jacob.
这里讲到一个王要治理一个国家的时候。
This speaks to the fact that when a king wants to build up a kingdom,
必须是公正和公平的。
It has to be built upon justice.
啊，是，所有的都是一样的。
And it has to be built on equity.
啊，那么我们知道这个今天教会的治理也是一样。
And building up the church today is no different.
不仅建造教会需要平衡，治理教会也需要平衡。
治理教会，建造。
Managing.
Not only does building up the church need to be done equitably, but also in managing the church. So many times in service, I mention brothers who I serve with. If you were to put all of this onto one individual,
但是你以后对所有弟兄姊妹都应该是这个样。
That's how you should treat everyone in the church.
因为有很多时候我们在教会里呢，哎，我们特别喜欢这个人的。
So sometimes in church we have show favoritism and we like one particular individual.
不一样。
And we have a relationship with that person that is more close and unique.
多一点的好处给他。
So we want to show them more favor.
弟兄姊妹，在你个人的生活里面
，in your individual life，
当然这样做也不也可以啊，但也不是很好。
In your own life, you could do this, but it's not a good thing.
但在教会里面呢
，but in the
可以的
，but in the church, you absolutely cannot do.
我们要爱所有的弟兄和姊妹。
We have to love every brother and sister equally.
对所有弟兄姊妹都是一样的。
We have to treat every brother and sister in the church equally.
这个在侍奉上面来讲是非常非常重要的。
This in church service is extremely important.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
教会的光景要能被建造的稳固。
The church, in order for it to be built up and be stable,
这个平衡呢是一个非常重要的原则。
To be balanced and to be built up and with equity is so important.
所以我们的神做事，他完全是在一个平衡的一个情况里。
The Lord is, God, our God is equitable in all of his works.
所以我们需要明白神在他工作上他所喜欢的一个特性。
We have to know the unique characteristics of God's works.
这是神做事的风格。
These are the methods of God.
如果我们懂得这个，
If we can understand this,
我们在侍奉上就不容易犯错误了。
Then in service, it won't be as easy for us to be in error.
但是我们知道天然的生命啊
But we know that in our natural life, it's very hard to be equitable.
So you see 2000 年教会的历史在地上一再的出现难处。
So you see 2000 plus years of church history has always been, trouble has always been at our forefront.
所以很多时候在教会的侍奉上不公平不公正。
Because there is never fairness and equality in our church service.
就造成难处。
And it is brought upon difficulties.
所以保罗呢使徒保罗呢在这个提摩太前书里面。
So, the apostle Paul in 1 Timothy
特别告诉提摩太
specifically emphasizes this to Timothy.
在教会的治理上面。
That in church,
management, 那么要很小心这个人际之间的关系。
And you have to pay attention to the interaction between individuals.
一定要保持一种的平衡的状态。
We have to maintain, a situation of equality.
保罗知道这件事情呢太重要了。
And Paul knew that this was so important.
所以你看当他要把这个事情告诉提摩太的时候。
So that when he told, Timothy about this.
在提摩太前书五章二十一节那里告诉。
In 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 21, he says,
他说我这个话是在神面前在基督耶稣面前并且蒙拣选的天使面前告诉你。
So he says, I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus and of his chosen angels.
所以你就知道在保罗的心里面这个是多么重要多么重要的一件事情。
So you can see how important this was in Paul's heart.
就说我们在地上的行事不仅神看见主耶稣看见连天使也在看。
It speaks to the fact that how we do things in the world is in the presence of not only God himself, but of Christ Jesus and his chosen angels.
他讲了两件事情。
He mentioned two things.
一个不可以存成见。
The first one is you have to be without bias.
第二个不可以有偏心。
And the second thing is you have to have no partiality.
弟兄姊妹，为什么人有成见？
Why do we have biases in life?
我们知道人有成见是因为呢人的理智有出了问题。
We have biases in our life because there's issues with the way that we think.
你的理智的不合理，你做不合理的事情。
Is that our thinking is not, rational or reasonable.
我们今天知道在教会中的侍奉弟兄姊妹相处间要 reasonable, 很重要，对不对？
In our service, we have to, in our church life, we have to be reasonable.
你一不合理的时候呢，它就会造成那个成见。
As soon as you're not reasonable, then you will have biases.
那么你一有这个成见 prejudice 一有这个成见的时候呢
，And when you have these biases，
那么你跟人就交不通了。
Then you can't have fellowship with each other.
人之间就会出现问题。
And then problems, interpersonal problems will arise.
所以你知道，在人际之间的关系，特别教会里面也是，人很容易有成见。
And you can see in human history and even church history that it's very easy for us to have biases.
我们把一个人定做坏人，就永远定做是坏人。
if we deem one person as a bad person, we forever think that that person is bad. And if we deem one person as a good person, then forever in our thoughts, that person is a good person.
弟兄姊妹, 这个影响我们, 圣徒们在一起彼此的生活, 非常, 非常的, 这个重要的。
And this has influenced, this has influenced how we gather together. So we need to not have any biases towards one another. And today, if you look at someone's individual and it seems like it's not good, you have to have a good thought. Because naturally we are not good people. But after we have been saved, that God's work in us is a process. So maybe one individual's current condition is not good, but through the course of God's working in his heart, maybe in a couple of years he changes.
弟兄姊妹,
and all the way until that day that we meet the Lord, then everyone's condition will be made beautiful. But in this molding and changing process, we might all look ugly. And maybe we present ourselves as bad people. But we cannot have any biases towards one another. And I know that this is very difficult. Paul knew that this was very difficult. That's why he seriously mentioned this to Timothy, that I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus and the chosen angels. So we have to rely on the grace of God. We need to look from God's vantage point at his own people. So may our minds and our concepts be changed. That we would have a clear understanding. And the second thing is we cannot be partial. Why do we have partiality? Because there are issues with our emotions. And we know that this is a very big problem. Sometimes we like this person, but we don't like that other person. So if we like this person, then we're really good to this person. And if we don't like that person, then we push them off. This all has to do with our natural emotions. Because that's how we are in the world. In a family, you may have multiple children. And sometimes as parents, you show partiality. You like this one a little bit more, and you dislike the other one. And then it causes a sibling rivalry. This is an issue with our natural emotions. So today in church life, we cannot have any partiality.
弟兄姊妹,
I truly thank our God.
他爱你爱我,
he loves you and he loves me. And he loves the saints of old the same way. Our God has no partiality. This is a very well-balanced situation. So then when we are in eternity with him, you'll never see this imbalance. So today we need to pursue after an emotionally and affectionately balanced life, that we use the love of God to love brothers and sisters, use the love of God to love our own family members. even though it's not easy.
但是我们知道有主的生命在我们里面。
But we know that if the life of Christ is within us,
你靠着主可以做到的。
And if we rely on Him, then it's achievable.
所以今天呢，我可以和弟兄姊妹交通到另外三个点。
So this morning, I brought up these three other points.
这三个点。
These three points.
都是我们神做事的风格。
They all are unique characteristics of the way that God does things.
在他工作中所喜欢的。
And this is what He desires in His work.
一个是安息。
The first one is rest.
第二个和平。
And the second one is peace.
第三个是平衡。
And the third one is equality, or to be balanced.
我们求主祝福他自己的话。
May God bless His own words.
也愿真理的圣灵引我们进入这些实际。
And may the Spirit of Truth lead us into the reality of all these.
好，叫我们在地上的生活。
So that in our life in this world,
更多见证我们的主。
Can testify more of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
May we bow with a word of prayer.
主，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we are truly thankful.
当你的话把你自己启示出来的时候。
And as your word reveals more of yourself.
我们真是感觉你是何等样的一位神。
We truly feel that you are such an amazing God.
你的性情性格表现得何等的美丽。
Your nature, your character is beautiful.
我们感谢你。
So we thank you.
今天你已经把这么美好的生命赐给了我们。
That today you've given us such a life to us.
但愿在我们这些不完全的人身上。
And you've given it to us uncomplete and imperfect people.
你的生命在我们身上。能够被显明出来。
But may your life be manifested in us.
好叫我们败坏的个性被你自己来取代。
So that the fallen, corrupt nature within us, you can help us deal with that.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
祝福你自己的话语。
May you bless your own words.
谢谢你的同在。
Thank you for your presence.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们早上的聚会呢要停在这里了。
This will conclude our meeting this morning.
那么我们有一点简短的报告。
We have a couple of announcements to make.
那么下一个主日呢哈。
Next Sunday.
是林环弟兄交通。
Our brother Juan Lin.
玛丽弟兄会翻译。
Is going to give the message and our brother Li Ma will be interpreting.
周间还有礼拜二的祷告聚会，礼拜五的读经聚会，礼拜六的东南区的聚会。
Our weekly meetings will continue as usual, the Tuesday night prayer meeting, Friday night Bible study, Southeast District Bible study on Saturday.
我们希望在这样的一个时候大家尽量参加各样的。
I hope that especially in the times that we're in, that people will try their best to attend these meetings.
另外一个就是西安特会的报告。
And we have an announcement regarding the West Coast Christian Conference.
弟兄姊妹若是还没有报名，你要快快报名。
If you have not registered yet, we encourage you to register quickly.
洛杉矶的弟兄姊妹告诉我们还有很多名额所以请弟兄姊妹快快报名。
名额？
还有 space 呢？
Oh.The brothers in Los Angeles tell us that there's still space, there's still availability to register.
如果你没有拿到这个洛杉矶寄给你的那个 security code, 那个密码的。
If you have not received a security code from the brothers in Los Angeles,
你想报名,
and you want to register,
或是你知道其他有些弟兄姊妹他们也想参加的,
or if you know of anyone who wants to attend,
请你们呢跟玛丽弟兄、林环弟兄、坚辉弟兄还有世伯弟兄就去要,
please,
要这个 code.
Please contact Brother Li Ma, Juan Lin, Qian Wu, and Si Bo Li to request a security code.
也请弟兄姊妹为着今年的西安特会祷告。
And please keep the West Coast Christian Conference in your prayers.
为着洛杉矶的服事的弟兄姊妹祷告。
And pray for the brothers and sisters in Los Angeles who are serving.
为着所有的讲员祷告。
For all the speakers as well.
无论是 大聚会的青少年聚会的儿童聚会。
Whether it's the main speakers, the youth speakers, or the Sunday school, children's ministry speakers.
好，感谢主，我们的报告就停在这里。
Thank the Lord, we'll conclude our announcements here.
弟兄姊妹，再见。
Farewell, brothers and sisters.